by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine this morning. Yes, let's begin this morning by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ذلكم اللہ ربكم لا الہ الا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكیل.
یہ ہے اللہ تمہارا رب, اس کے سوا کسی کی بندگی نہیں, ہر چیز کا بنانے والا, تو اسے پوجو اور وہ ہر چیز پر نگہبان ہے.
لا تدرکه الابصار وهو يدرک الابصار وهو اللطیف الخبیر.
آنکھیں اسے احاطہ نہیں کرتی اور سب آنکھیں اس کے احاطہ میں ہیں, اور وہی ہے نہایت باطن پورا خبردار.
قد جاءکم بصائر من ربكم فمن أبصر فلنفسه ومن عمي فعليها وما أنا عليكم بحفيظ.
تمہارے پاس آنکھیں کھولنے والی دلیلیں آئیں تمہارے رب کی طرف سے, تو جس نے دیکھا تو اپنے بھلے کو, اور جو اندھا ہوا تو اپنے برے کو, اور میں تم پر نگہبان نہیں.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِيَقُولُوا دَرَسْتَ وَلِنُبَيِّنَهُ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
اور ہم اسی طرح آیتیں طرح طرح سے بیان کرتے ہیں, اور اس لیے کہ کافر بول اٹھیں کہ تم تو پڑھے ہو, اور اس لیے کہ اسے علم والوں پر واضح کر دیں.
اتبع ما اوحی الیک من ربک لا الہ الا هو واعرض عن المشرکین.
اس پر چلو جو تمہیں تمہارے رب کی طرف سے وحی ہوتی ہے, اس کے سوا کوئی معبود نہیں, اور مشرکوں سے منہ پھیر لو.
ولو شاء اللہ ما اشرکوا وما جعلناك عليهم حفيظا وما أنت عليهم بوكيل.
اور اللہ چاہتا تو وہ شریک نہ کرتے, اور ہم نے تمہیں ان پر نگہبان نہیں کیا, اور تم ان پر کروڑے یعنی نگہبان نہیں.
ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم.
اور انہیں گالی نہ دو جن کو وہ اللہ کے سوا پوچھتے ہیں, کہ وہ اللہ کی شان میں بے ادبی کریں گے زیادتی اور جہالت سے.
كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون.
یوں ہی ہم نے ہر امت کی نگاہ میں اس کے عمل بھلے کر دیے ہیں, پھر انہیں اپنے رب کی طرف پھرنا ہے اور وہ انہیں بتا دے گا جو کرتے تھے۔
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِن جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَّيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا،
اور انہوں نے اللہ کی قسم کھائی اپنے حلف میں پوری کوشش سے کہ اگر ان کے پاس کوئی نشانی آئی تو ضرور اس پر ایمان لائیں گے۔
قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ۔
تم فرما دو کہ نشانیاں تو اللہ کے پاس ہیں اور تمہیں کیا خبر کہ جب وہ آئیں تو یہ ایمان نہ لائیں گے۔
وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ۔
اور ہم پھیر دیتے ہیں ان کے دلوں اور آنکھوں کو جیسا وہ پہلی بار اس پر ایمان نہ لائے تھے، اور انہیں چھوڑ دیتے ہیں کہ اپنی سرکشی میں بھٹکا کریں۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ الحمدللہ عز و جل، we're now listening to Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillah, we had listened to the first chapter, which is Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by the second, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, and then the third, Surah Ali Imran, the fourth, Surah An-Nisa, the fifth, Surah Al-Ma'idah, sixth, Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, listening to the glorious Quran. And remember, this is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really. Sometimes, my dear viewers, we need, and this is something which is beautiful, and alhamdulillah, this is something which we learn from the scholars, from the great shuyukh, from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't attribute things to ourselves. It's not that, yes, we listened to the Quran, yes, we read the Quran, yes, we read such and such prayers, yes, we perform good actions. But my dear viewers, and inshallah, there's two things. One is that the attribution should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the ability to listen to the Quran. There are many people who are deaf out there, my dear viewers, many people who are not able to hear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from amongst those who could hear. And then there are billions of people in the world, but yet how many listen to the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from amongst those who had listened to the Quran. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers, inshallah, the attribution, it's not that we did this, no. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the ability to listen to the Quran. Granted us the ability to this morning, you know, even wake up, sit up, sit in front of, if it's the TV you're watching on, if it's on YouTube, wherever you are watching on social media, my dear viewers. Allah ta'ala granted us the ability to do this. So this, you know, it kills the sense of pride too. Alhamdulillah, this is the way of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is also a fear, my dear viewers. And the second is this fear that what if I am doing it to show off to others? And this could be anything. This could be what I am saying right now. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me from showing off, my dear viewers. Inshallah. This is something, ostentation is one of those things which can destroy the best of actions. Really, it can destroy nearly any action. When it comes to showing off, sometimes you're not even showing off at the time. It may be later you're telling somebody to show off with the wrong intentions. It may destroy an action, one thing. Another, my dear viewers, on the channel, how do we know that these actions we have performed, what if they were not accepted? What if they were rejected? What if on the day of judgment we said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we've done all this and this was to be thrown into our faces, my dear viewers. And it was to be rejected. You did this for who? It was not to be accepted because you did this, but what else did you do? What about all the wrongs you did? The question is, were we lying? Were we backbiting? Were we using vulgar language, slandering others? Were we harming others in some way? Were we deceiving others? This, all of them, these are just a few things, my dear viewers. These are just a few things. There's hundreds of things which can ruin our a'mal, which can ruin our good deeds. So when they visit within the channel, we must be thankful for all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. He has given us so much. He has given us so much. We must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as well as this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must repent, ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must repent. And we must also pray that, inshallah, all that we have performed, that it all be accepted, inshallah. This is the most important thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from those. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. And we have listened to the glorious Quran. Let's now move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's completely impossible for there to be another prophet or messenger after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the last and final prophet and messenger. My dear viewers, he is the most beloved. He is the greatest of all. He is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved of the creation, the perfect, absolute perfect human being, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to some praise, inshallah, praising the Prophet sallallahu alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی غم تمہارا چین لے لے گی نہ دے دے دو یہ راحت اے نانا اے حسین اب مدینے میں بلا کر دور کر یہ غم فرقت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین میں مدینے کا مسافر اب بنوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین چل مدینہ کی بشارت دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت میرے آقا یا حسین میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین اپنا غم اور چشم غم دے دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین عشق میں آہے برور و تار ہوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین یا رسول اللہ انظر حالنا یا حبیب اللہ اسمع قولنا اننی فی بحر ہم مغرق خذ یدی ساحل لنا اشکالنا اپنے جلبوں سے عطا فرمائیے نزعہ میں راحت اے نانا اے حسین دو بقیے پاک میں دو گز زمین تم پے تربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین دعوت اسلامی والوں پر صدا کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین ہر ولی کا واسطہ تار پر کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم دی ویوز اوف ان شاء اللہ یو ار واچنگ رائز ان شاء اللہ الحمدللہ عز وجل یو جسٹ لسن ٹو دی to a beautiful Naad Sharif. Alhamdulillah, today, inshallah, very soon, we shall be joined by our guest. As to who that is, you'll have to stick with us to find out, my dear viewers. But alhamdulillah, each and every single day, we have our daily reminder, daily Hadith Sharif. And my dear viewers, today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about something which is very, very important. Firstly, my dear viewers, we are Muslims. And alhamdulillah, and we must, again, as I said, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because just as being Muslims, having Iman, well, what determines a Muslim from a non-Muslim? Having Iman, my dear viewers. Iman is the greatest of all blessings. It is the greatest blessing ever. It is the greatest blessing ever, my dear viewers of the channel, having Iman. And we are so fortunate, many of us, possibly the majority of us, are so fortunate. We are so fortunate that we were born in a Muslim family. Because, my dear viewers of Madani Shalom, if you to think about it, if we were not born in a Muslim family, now we've seen the state of Muslims in this day and age. Muslims are not praying their salah. Muslims are more inclined towards Western, whether it be ideologies, Western practices and ways, rather than the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So, you know, just something to think. What is our state? Imagine we were not born in a Muslim family. Then what would happen to us? If somebody was to come and give us da'wat towards Islam, da'wat Islam, my dear viewers. If somebody was to invite us towards Islam, then how would we react? What would be our mindset? And Allahu Alam, who knows, my dear viewers, but alhamdulillah, we have been, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fadl, by the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all blessings is that we have been born Muslims, my dear viewers of the channel. And there would be many people who have converted to Islam, and this is, Allahu Akbar, great, no doubt about it. This is so great, my dear viewers of the channel. And those people are, you know, I remember speaking, I used to say, this person's lucky. We would say, this person's really fortunate that this person has accepted Islam. But if we think about it, it's us that are really fortunate. Because if we were not born in a Muslim family, then would we have accepted Islam or not? Allahu Akbar. And this is something which is just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we know, my dear viewers? But alhamdulillah, we are hugely fortunate that we have been given this blessing. Alhamdulillahi azzawajal. We are Muslims, my dear viewers. We are Muslims, alhamdulillahi azzawajal. And may Allah ta'ala grant us steadfastness, by the way. This is very important too. May we be given steadfastness upon Islam, upon Iman, upon the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. But my dear viewers on the channel, first, going back, 1400 years ago, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was at the approximate age of 53 when he performed the Hijrah. And he was at the age of 40 when he first was given, or when he was given the first revelation. So long ago, 1400 or so years, my dear viewers, before, there was widespread sin. There was widespread shirk. What is shirk? Shirk is polytheism, associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sin was widespread. It was prominent. So many people would sin. There was no respect. There was no honor. There was no true laws, no true rules. There was havoc everywhere. This was, and well, up until now, in many places around the world, is how the situation remains, my dear viewers, that sin is prevalent all around the world. But, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there was the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, who he struggled. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he struggled. He was subjected to torture. And this is not just something minor which we can easily say. Yes, we can easily say, yeah, the Prophet ﷺ went through many difficulties. My dear viewers, we actually need to think about it. Rasulullah ﷺ, he did go through many difficulties. He was the pride, the beacon of the society, of the tribe. But because of what he later, when he was given the revelation, because of what he preached, which was the haq, which was the truth, he then became an enemy of the people. People considered him to be an enemy. They wished to harm him, to kill him, to rid mazallah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They couldn't just go outright and kill him. Why? Because he was part of the greatest of tribes, the Banu Hashim. And if they were to attack him, then it would cause war. It would cause tribal warfare, my dear viewers. So they couldn't do this. But what they did? What they tried to do is kill. And they actually did. They killed those people who were closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, literally, they killed those people who were close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who were the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, they tortured the close companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Tortured. And by torture, I don't just mean just hit or beat them. No, but the. And I don't know if any of you have experienced this, being in a desert. I remember just leaving our slippers in the sun for a few moments and then coming out of the masjid or whatever building that was. I'm not sure if it was a masjid or just a place, a general place of worship. But we came out and if I placed my soles, my feet on the slippers, and honestly, I felt like my feet were going to burn. I had to quickly pull them out. And the dust, if it was to touch my feet, it would feel like my skin was burning. It would sort of burn, not fully burn, but my skin would turn really, really hot as if it's about to burn. Imagine the heat of the desert. This is what it was, Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was all desert. Imagine that heat. And imagine during the peak of the day, the scorching hot sun. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one individual, one example. Him being placed bare skinned, naked on the ground against this hot sun, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And then a huge boulder being placed on top of him. MashaAllah, we have our guest who has joined. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Shabazz bhai?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you?
Karam alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
Mahafsab, inshallah, before I was just mentioning the difficulties Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was put through, where it was mental torture too. Now, the people, they couldn't kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because it would cause tribal warfare. There was this pride, wasn't there, of the tribes. They couldn't outright go and kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Hafizab, they tried to make life as difficult as possible for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether that's killing his close companions and disciples, whether that's torturing them when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of it, or whether that's directly strangling the Prophet himself or attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all these difficulties, all these hardships. This was just a preliminary note, just an introduction to today's topic. And today's topic is change. This is all the prophets, the prophets, not just Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of the prophets were martyred, a better way of saying it, were martyred too. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself went through all these difficulties. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all of this difficulty to spread the deen.
Subhanallah.
And Hafizab, my condition, our condition, nowadays, what would you say? We're getting straight to the topic ourselves.
I think if we all be honest to ourselves, you know, we haven't seen that hardship in life, what our maybe parents have seen, and especially what, you know, the Sahaba Ikram and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're rightly talking about. And if we look at that, maybe that's one of the reasons that because we haven't seen that difficulty that we think, you know, that, you know, we're really lacking in our Iman today as well. You know, this, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the deen will remain inside within the poor people. Now, if you go to a poor country and you see them people and the struggles that they have to go through, they, you know, they do understand what the reality of Islam is. We don't have that because we got everything on the plate. You know, we got it so easy for ourselves. So we don't even know what difficulty is, to be honest with you.
Allahu Akbar. Now coming to think of that, there are people who are living under, whether that's oppression, difficult conditions, but yet, mashallah, they're so strong in their iman. Imagine, what is that? Who are we in comparison to them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's thousands and millions of people around the world that do live under oppression. And but if you look at their courage and their jazbah, and, you know, I've seen a few pictures, you know, in the books that how these people, they'll stand up to oppression. When it's salah time, they'll stand and offer their salah as well. You know, and how Allah Ta'ala will protect these people. And we, in a normal condition, we might miss our salah. You know, because again, we haven't seen that difficulty. We don't value the deen. You know, as they say that, if you want to know the value of deen, go and ask Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. Go and ask these people, you know, instead of going, you know, so many hundreds of years back, ask these people what the value of iman is. When these people are standing up to oppression, and they're offering their salah, they're trying to act upon their deen, they're not scared of anyone apart from Allah. And we think to ourselves, we're scared of every materialistic things. And one of the things that is, people are scared of losing these materialistic things. But if they were scared of the fire of hell and Allah, you know, they'll automatically get them as well.
Also, there's a hadith, isn't there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, you know, the time will come when the people, there'll be so many of them, but they'll be weak, like straws, or even some translate as a froth of the ocean. But they'll be really, really weak. But the reason which was given was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall place wahan in the house. And the companions, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, what is wahan? Or wahan? And the answer given was hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. A love for the world and fear of death. And if you think about it, Hafsab, I think this is the biggest, the sole problem.
Bishak.
That if we didn't love the world so much, then we wouldn't. It's because of we love the world that we fear the repercussions. It's because we love the world, we fear the loss of wealth. And we could see, you know, there's so many countries, so many people who, because they have wealth, now they're happy. And they're afraid that if that wealth was to be taken from them, it's as if they've been stripped of everything. Although the love shouldn't be for the wealth shouldn't matter to us. We should be ready. We should love, the love should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there shouldn't be this fear of death.
You know, for those people who don't offer their salah, the reason is the love of the dunya. If you work for the dunya, yeah, you get the dunya. You've got nothing for the hereafter. But if you've got the dunya and the deen, that's what we need to strive for. And those people who don't offer their salah, you know, and they say, oh, I don't love the dunya, so why are you missing your salah? Because you've got the fear of losing your job. There was an incident in Dewsbury. There was a factory, and there was this guy, mashallah, he used to be five-time musalli. So he used to offer his salah.
What does musalli mean, by
musalli
the way?
Means five-time musalli means that he used to offer his salah, musalli. You know, so this person used to offer his salah, and what happened was that the manager found out. And he goes, right, because a lot of other Suta guys start joining him as well. You know, chalo, this guy's going for namaz, we'll just take a break as well. We'll say, we're going for salah, and we'll have a little break, and we'll have a little sing together. So what they did was, you know, a few of them started going, you know, for salah. Now the manager found out, so he goes, right, anyone who goes for salah now, yeah, I'm going to knock you off 1 hour's wage, because if you take about 15 minutes, so I'm going to dock off 1 hour's wage. Because they take 15 minutes. Yeah. It's oppression, isn't it? Yeah. So he says, I'm going to knock you 1 hour's wage. A Suta party, they said, oh, it's not worth it, man. Let's stay, you know, let's keep working. And that person who used to offer his salah, he goes, I don't mind. just knock off 1 hour's wage. And he started to offer his salah. 2 weeks passed by, the manager called him into the office and he goes, you have been offering your salah for the past 2 weeks. I've been deducting your 1 hour wage. That's your wage that I used to deduct. And you can go for your salah. And you know, I will pay you for that salah as well. I'm not going to deduct anything.
Wow.
Yeah. So what happens is these people, they feared losing 1 hour's wage. But this person did not fear that. And look what Allah Ta'ala gave him as well. You know, that reserve. He was even given a bonus as well. So Allah Ta'ala works in mysterious ways. We will check you, we will test you. And these so-called Suta party, they all lost that test, didn't they? You know, just for money. And again, you know, for those people who offer their salah, but they will read their salah so quickly that they won't do the ruku, the sujood properly. What are they worried about? Yeah, they worried about losing their job. Or, you know, we need to get back to work quickly. Allah is the Khaliq of your job. Allah is the Malik of your job. Yeah, so He is the one who provides you with that risk. So why are you worried about that? You know, so I always say to people that offer your salah.
Hafsab, do not, okay, brilliant way of thinking. Let's look at it from a person who's living out there, a person who needs to feed his family. From his perspective, he would think to himself that if I'm to lose my job, I've lost everything.
But who says that you feed your family? Wallahu khayru raziqeen. Allah Ta'ala will give you risk from a source where you have not even thought of. And he's the, you know, Allah, have tawakkal in Allah Azza wa Jal. I can never say that I bring up my family. You know, a lot of people in the lockdown, yeah, people used to be fearful. If I don't go to work, what's going to happen? They made you stay at home for nearly 2 months. Where did that risk come from? Not everyone got their furlough. Not everyone got their grants. Not everyone got the money paid. They were spending their saving money. So if you can do it for 2 months, you know, can't you do it for your salah that you offer your 5 times salah? You know, so that proved a lot of points. You know, this lockdown, it proved a lot of points that, you know, we think that we can't, you know, go on the Madri Kafla, for instance, you know, weekend, but you stayed at home for nearly 2 months.
My dear viewers on Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today's topic is change. We need to change now. I think when we have a chance to change, how often do we get a chance to change?
We don't get a chance. You know, if you're busy working all day long, your mind is just tuned on one thing, you know, money, money, money. And I sometimes, you know, what happened was, you know, when I used to go to my garage, yeah, in Rotherham, and I used to have my food with me. I used to take it. I didn't like buying burgers. It's $2.50 a burger. So I thought I'm going to save some money. Now, I didn't want to eat from outside. So I used to make some fruit salad and all these things at home. And I used to take it that when it's dinner time, we're going to serve. But there's no dinner time. We don't even have a set time. So I used to drive back home and look back on my seat and I thought, what I'm earning for is still on the seat. I haven't eaten it because I've been really busy all day. So if Allah Ta'ala has not written down for you that you are not going to eat, nothing can make you eat that food. And if Allah Ta'ala has written down for you, yes, you will eat that risk, then you will have nothing. Allah Ta'ala will provide you with that risk. And that happens, you know, so many times. You know, I was traveling once and I didn't have anything with me. And I went to this shop here, and it was, I had a roza as well. And I had money with me. So I parked up at a takeaway and I thought, look, I'll go inside and I'll get some food. So I had nothing. So this guy comes up and he's got a pizza. And he goes, brother, are you fasting? I goes, yeah, Alhamdulillah. He goes, please come and join me. It'll be my honor. And I thought, it'll be my honor to join you. Yeah. So look, I had nothing with me. Allah Ta'ala provided with my rizq.
Let's first go to our daily reminder. And then inshallah, I shall read that out. But if it was, let's listen to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
The great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an was extremely brave, possessing unshakable firmness in faith and the highest extent of piety, taqwa. He would refrain from worldly pleasures and would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. One day he was tending to his animals when his son Umar bin Sa'ad arrived and asked, "Oh beloved father, you are here tending your camels and goats when people are discussing issues of the caliphate. Hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son and said, "Uskut, be quiet. I heard the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stating, Allah indeed loves a servant who is righteous, independent and hidden." Respected viewers of Madani Shalom, these are three beautiful qualities a believer, a mu'min should possess. This was guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and narrated by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. What are those beautiful qualities which have been mentioned, that one should be righteous, one should have taqwa, piety within one's personality, and one should be independent, one should not rely on others, depend on others. And further is that a person should remain hidden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to adopt all these three mentioned qualities by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Today viewers of the new channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today's topic is change. We need to change now. I think Hafsa, many times, you know, all the viewers would have heard this many times before.
Ji.
That this world is not important.
Not on the Rise and Shine, they might not have, they might have been repeated as well, yeah.
But just generally, it's something we always hear, don't we? Yeah. Money is not important, don't run after money, don't run after the world. It's something we've heard many times. But what will make it sink in, Hafsab?
Just keep repeating.
Because it takes not just listening to it, it's not enough. Because sometimes when you hear something so many times, it doesn't mean nothing anymore. We require something else, something more.
You know, again, you know, for example, look, if a person says, you know, it doesn't sink in. So that means when we read the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran that the world of the hereafter is the best place, yeah? So why does not sink in? Well, Allah, so if I say to someone, I was talking to an Islam brother, he goes, "Nah, you'll have to be, you know, a bit more precise to convince me." I goes, "No, I don't want him. I can't convince anyone." You know, if you read the Quran and you know the life of this dunya is, you know, game and play. Allah's told you in the Quran, if you are not going to be thinking and contemplating about that, if the Quran cannot change you, how can I change you? وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Our duty is to pass on the message as well.
Hafsab, sometimes we need something. We need something to show us reality. What could this be? What can actually truly make us change?
You know, if you look at it in the last 10, 15 years, those people who were in power, who had money, who had everything, yeah, in front of our eyes, these people have lost everything. Yeah, they were millionaires, they became beggars. Yeah, I've seen them pictures, maybe you've seen them as well. Now these people, they ruled and they had, you know, even toilets were made out of gold. That's how, you know, money they had.
But what are we going to say, minted?
They were minted. Yeah, now, you know, as I said, they were the big fish. But now, where are these people gone? That should be a sign. Look at these signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. If these people, and so many people, apart from them as well, you see people that they were beggars on the street. Yeah, there's so many stories that I've read and I've met with people. They had nothing, literally, they didn't even have a house to live in. And now these people live in big mansions. So Allah Ta'ala, He can take someone from up there and bring him down. And someone from down there, He can take him up. So that is a big sign.
We have the beautiful example of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
Somebody who was sort of exiled or just thrown, discarded by his own family, by his own brothers. He was made into a slave, sold, and then became what? The right-hand man of the king of Egypt.
Yeah, he became the king himself as well.
The Malik, yes.
Yeah. So again, you know, these are signs from Allah Ta'ala. You know, when people say that, you know, we need more proof, you know, end of the day, you're going to waste your life in asking for, the proof is all around. The proof is in your own body. Now, when a person is young, he can't walk properly. When a little child, then he starts to walk. Then he gets young, he's energetic, he can do anything. And then that decline starts after 30, 40 years old. Mm. That's a sign inside yourself. You know, when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said to the angel of death, send me some signs.
Jee.
And then the angel of death said, yes, I did send you signs. Weakness of the eyes, weakness of hearing, you know, no energy left
bent
in your
back.
Body. Yeah, bent back. White. These are all signs, white hair. These were certain people
you
say,
sign
oh,
right
it is a calm na lena, meta bimar rena. I'm all right, me, you know. It's just that I get loads of fever and all that. That's why they've gone white. Why are you just kidding yourself?
Is that what people say? I've actually never heard of that.
I've had loads of people. I've had loads.
They say because I've got fever, that's why I've got white hair.
You know, they say that,
I've heard
you know,
of stress. This is what people normally say.
Yeah,
oh, you're going through a lot of stress. That's why you got white hair.
I talked to one guy, yeah, and he was younger than me, about 4 or 5 years younger than me. And my hair was still black at that time, and his hair was white. I goes, Yara, what's happened to you? Oh, but then after me, Zakam and the doctor and I go, you know, let's get ready for the next life. You know, we need to be starting to get ready for
Allah.
That. Sometimes it's just mind-boggling why some people will not get understand the reality of life. You know, the reality of life is in front of you. Where's your great-grandfather? If I was to say my father, or he's at home, where's your great-grandfather? Where's your great-great-grandfather? They're all gone. You're going to go in the same way as well. And remember, that is such a big reality. Death is such a reality. That is why the scholars, they say that one of the best topic for a muballigh to speak on is death. Why? Because it's the reality. No one can say that. You know, it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah. Yes,
it's inevitable and it's going to happen. And be prepared for that. And if you are prepared for death, now, you know, people are working busy. Gurum, they'll fall off. How many videos have you seen? I've seen many videos of people working during their time. And then what will happen? Ma'azallah, an accident will happen and they'll die. Something else will happen, they will die. So these are all signs from Allah that always be ready.
Always be ready. That's something which we really need, my dear viewers of the channel. Always be ready for death, isn't it? Being ready for death. What happens, I think, sometimes we do have this feeling. Sometimes we think, yes, you know, I remember looking at it was a picture that if we have everything in this world, then what's the point in Jannah? Something like this, the words were that. If we have everything, and then I was thinking, that's so true. We're wishing for everything in this world. We always want the best car. We are always wanting the best of the most luxurious of houses. And if we do get it, then, you know, what's the point in Jannah?
But the thing is, Wazbai, whatever you get in this world, you're still not satisfied. In Jannah, you'll be satisfied.
Indeed.
That's the difference. Yeah. If you want the best car, yeah, I guarantee you, you'll never, you after driving that car for a few months, yeah, you'll say, oh, I need to get another one. So you're not satisfied. You might have the biggest house in the world, but you'll never be satisfied with that because someone else has
this
got
is the difference, isn't it, between happiness and satisfaction. You can buy a home, but you can buy a house, but you can't buy a home. You can buy a bed, but you can't buy sleep, can you?
That, you know, the more comfort that you get in this world, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذِنْ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Every ni'mat Allah Ta'ala will ask you. So these ni'mats that we are having today, you know, even though some people say, well, I don't have no ni'mat. Ma'azallah, iman is the biggest ni'mat you'll have. You'll be asked about that on the day of judgment. Let's be prepared for that. If you're not prepared, then obviously Allah Ta'ala give us that mindset.
I think the most important thing is for us to detach ourselves from what material. This is what it is, isn't it?
But this is where Dawat Islami can help
get
you.
Get rid of this love for material.
I didn't, you know, to be honest with you, Shabazz, I could go out there, get a brilliant job, earn a lot of money. It's easy, like I said, if money earning is very easy. Allah has given you life. There was a person here, he goes, send me anywhere in the world, I'll make you money. Yeah, I'll show you how to make money. Money is easy, but the thing is, trying to be satisfied with what Allah has given you and work you for the hereafter is hard. But there is barakat and maza. I don't know how people say we're going out chilling. That's not chilling. You know, you're going out, you're missing your salah, you're with the wrong crowd, you're doing wrong things. How can you say that is chilling? Chilling is when you go to masjid and you put your head on the foreground and you say, Ya Allah, Subhanahu Rabbi Yal A'la. That is chill, man.
Allah.
Wow, man.
But if you use them on this channel, let's move to our daily hadith sharif, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
A Muslim is often intrigued about a particular matter. And that is, when will the day of judgment occur? Sometimes we don't think about a key question in relation to the hereafter and judgment day. What have I prepared for it? But we're all very eager to learn about the signs of the day of judgment. How far is it from our era? Which is not necessarily a wrong thing. But one thing to note here is the way we are eager to know whether Qiyamah, the day of judgment, is qareeb or not, we should also prepare for it as well. One hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions certain signs that will occur before the day of judgment. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, إِنَّ مِنْ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمِ I heard the Prophet alaihi wasallam say that from the signs of the hour, meaning judgment day, is that knowledge will be lifted, will be raised. وَيَكْثُرَ الْجَهْلُ And ignorance will become widespread. وَيَكْثُرَ الزِّنَا An adultery, fornication will become rampant, will become rife. وَيَكْثُرَ شُرْبُ الْخَمْرِ And alcohol will be drunk in large amounts, in abundance. وَيَقِلَّ الرِّجَالُ وَيَكْثُرَ النِّسَاءُ Males will be less in number and females will be greater in number. حتى يكون لخمسين امرأة القيم الواحد to the extent that 50 women will be supervised by one male, will be looked after, or there will be one male who is a guardian of 50 women. Now, subhanAllah, this hadith of the Prophet عليه السلام tells us when judgment day will occur, or the signs of the day of judgment. And if we are truthful with ourselves, and we can't lie to ourselves, majority of these signs are occurring right now. How many people are seeking religious knowledge, sacred knowledge? And jahal, or ignorance, is widespread. People say what they like about the deen. They won't dare say anything regarding another field because they're not experts. But when it comes to the deen, they'll say anything and everything. Ma'adallah. Zina, again, is widespread. It's happening. Youngsters are struggling to get married and then they're resorting to haram. There's pressures of society, parents are not agreeing to marriages, and all sorts of problems are occurring. Alcohol is being drunk. It's easily available. People are drinking, people are consuming it. And the last sign, we can see remnants of that as well. So the best thing for a Muslim to do is gain knowledge of the deen, knowledge of when the hour will be established, and prepare for the afterlife. Not just be interested in learning about the hadith, which is good. To learn about the hadith, learn about the topics mentioned in the hadith. But the actual purpose behind all of this is to do amal. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to prepare for the hereafter.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم ما شاء الله we do have a segment too we have a department of Dawat Islami so today inshallah my dear viewers we have a special package for you let's take a look at this package about our Jamiat al-Madina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Ummah needs Islamic scholars. The Ummah needs this ulama. And you can understand how important the ulama are for an Islamic society. Ulama al-Sunnah are very necessary for spreading the religious knowledge and well-being of Islam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami established such a department that produces Islamic scholars. Such universities have been established where along with religious knowledge, traditional education is also provided. The student is prepared to be a great leader in our society. You would also be glad to know that 1,319 branches of Jamiat al-Madina have been founded on the national and international levels. And more than 107,000 male and female students are currently enrolled on these courses. And you would also be pleased to know that alhamdulillah, around 20,000 students have completed this Dars-e-Nizami course, and they, in the majority of the cases, are now serving the deen. You can say that Your Dawah Islami has provided thousands of Islamic scholars to the Ummah, and it does this every single year. The branches of Jamaatul Madina are not only restricted to Pakistan, but alhamdulillah are all around the world, such as in Nepal, Bangladesh, UK, Kenya, South Africa, Sri Lanka, the USA, Mozambique, Mauritius, Hong Kong, Canada, Spain, India, Malawi, Uganda, Tanzania, Italy as well. Viewers, let me tell you about another beautiful thing about this department. The medium of teaching in Jamaatul Madina is not just Urdu. But in English-speaking countries, English is used for teaching. Bengali is used where it's understood. And in the African countries, African languages are the medium of teaching. It is also understood that as the needs of the region are considered. Let me tell you another thing. In Pakistan, Fiqh Hanafi is followed. But in other countries where Fiqh Shafi is followed, or where other fiqhs are followed, the education provided is under that fiqh. This is such an awesome department. I would make a request here. People say that in every household there should be a doctor, in every household there should be a lawyer, in every household there should be an accountant. But within Dawah Islami, we say that in every household there should also be an alim ad-deen. In every household there should also be faz as well. And we should also try and encourage our family members to be on this. Because inshallah, these people, the Hafiz al-Quran and the Ulama al-Quran, they will intercede for their family on the Day of Judgment. And why should we not make our children an alim or an alima? My dear viewers, this was about religious institutes and religious education. But nowadays people say that worldly education is also important. The worldly studies are also taught in our madaris and our jamiat. You'll be delighted to know that Jamaatul Madina, the Department of Dawah Islami, has now become a degree awarding institute. From the federal government, we have got a board named Kanzul Madaris. Now, Your Dawah Islami has its own board where students are awarded the degree of MA in Islamiyat along with Darsa Nidami degree. Alhamdulillah, this means that our students get worldly degree of graduation along with the religious degrees from our own institutes.
It's all over the world.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Reviews of Madinah, all of these Jamiat al-Madinah. Now, mashallah, these students will also, that problem, as mashallah, our respected Hafiz Sahib had mentioned, that people were scared and they're like, oh, what do we get at the end of it? Do we get, you know, some sort of certificate, some sort of degree, is there anything in it? Now, alhamdulillah, officially there is alhamdulillah azza wa jal. So my dear viewers, for those that did refrain just for this reason, alhamdulillah, you can join our
jamiat. What is it, Shabazz bhai? Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, you know, for example, if you did Dars-e-Nizami, yeah, once you've completed Dars-e-Nizami, then you had to go to a university and do a degree, an MA, you know, anything in Islamic sciences. Then you get a degree. Now, once you've completed your Dars-e-Nizami 8-year course, you'll get a degree.
It's a 6-year course.
6-year course, mashallah. Yeah. And you'll get your MA degree. So you don't have to do another extra year in a university. You'll get it in-house. And that is very good, alhamdulillah.
Really alhamdulillah, Azrael. And it's good for the education, generally for the deen. More people will be attracted to it, inshallah. So many benefits in it. And I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this good for the ummah. Good for the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah, wa azza wa jal, which is the most important thing, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful thing about Dawah Islami, isn't it, Afsab? That it's not Dawah Islami, no way. We're thinking about the deen, about the religion, and this is what the focus is.
You know, if you think about everything that Amir Ahli Sunnah has, you know, laid his eyes on, Allah Ta'ala has given him barakah. You know, such things that, you know, as a whole, the Ahli Sunnah were lacking. Yeah, we needed a leadership, and alhamdulillah, with Amir Ahli Sunnah, you know, Jami'ah, Madrasa, Darul Ifta, you know, all these places, Darul Madina now. Yeah, alhamdulillah, we opened our first primary school last year in September in Blackburn. Now, that's a blueprint for a lot of primary schools. And inshallah, we're trying to open one in Dewsbury very soon.
Inshallah, and hopefully many will come.
Inshallah.
What do you think?
Inshallah. The future's bright, the future's Dawah Islami.
Inshallah, no doubt about it. Now, Hafsab, Jazakallahu khaira for all your time. My dear viewers of Madani channel. Time to change. When is the time to change? There is no time to change but now, because we're not promised any more time. This is the time we have, and we are fortunate to have this time. And we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the time that we have and we have had, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And if we need to change, we must change now. Everybody needs to change. Everybody needs to change for the better. My dear viewers of Madani channel, now is the time to change. And the greatest of all things, I think, is detachment
from having any love or personal or any affection, anything for any worldly goods. Because when we, you know, negate this worldly good thing, then it's not difficult to change at all. Because the number one obstacle between us and change is love for the world, love for money, love for wealth, love for luxury, love for ease. Nomadic views, we think, yes, we have luxury in the Akhirah, we will have ease in the Akhirah, we'll have Jannah, my dear views of the new channel. Inshallah, when we have this mindset, we don't care about the world, we don't care about wealth, we don't care about anything else, we just care about our deen, and alhamdulillah, our love for the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's all for now, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Inshallah, we shall have more rise and shine tomorrow morning. For now, continue to recite salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.